Okay. Thank you very much for attending. We have here the top three finishers in race two of the Star Mazda Championship. Winning the race is Sage Karam. Sage, this is his second victory of the season, and I believe your first victory on a street circuit in this series. Is that correct?
Yep. First win other than an oval, so real excited.
Excellent. And second is Gabriel Chavez, who's a member of the FIA Young Drivers Program. We're very honored to have him racing here with us. Extremely talented guy. Has probably the most consistent record of any of the drivers. He hasn't won a race yet, coming real close, but he finishes on the podium every time, and you could go a long way doing that. And finishing third is the gentleman that I mentioned yesterday, Alex Hardouin, who has won this race twice in 2009, 2010, is that correct, Alex? Driving for Team GDT. He's in for, well, a one race deal at least, although hopefully maybe they'll find a car for him for another couple of races. But to come out of 2 years of not driving an open wheel car and get into competition this intense and this deep is really a substantial achievement. So after 30 years of watching young drivers, I'm in awe of what he's done. So let's start with Sage. It looked like you had a little bit of a run on Jack Hawksworth in the early dry stages of the race. Didn't quite pull it off. Then came the red flag, mandatory tire change, and you went out, and naturally the whole race changed. Please tell us how it went for you.
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning there, we had a few runs at Jack, but never could really get the job done. We went three wide into turn three or six or five, whatever turn it is. But every track map, I look at it's different. But we went three wide in there with one of the back markers, and I couldn't really get the job done. We were side by side, and then it started to sprinkle, and then it stopped. And I was, like, wanting it to rain because I knew that was going to be our best bet at getting around Jack. So all of a sudden, it started coming down pretty hard, and we started reeling them in. Then they called the red flag for the new rain tires, and you know I took it to them right away, and we had a really good battle there for the first lap or two, and then I got around them and just tried to put my head down, just run consistent laps, and you know the rain's the ultimate equalizer in this sport. So he dominated all weekend, and the rain really helped us out there.
Terrific. I realize this is question that's difficult to answer, but the difference between driving this track in the dry and driving in the rain, is there any way you can characterize it?
Well, I mean, this track, no matter I think what condition it is, it's always on edge, and it's such a narrow place, and the slightest mistake can lead to a crash, and even the last lap, I have a 4 second lead, but you're backing it down a little bit and you're still on the edge, so it's an awesome place. It's definitely one of my favorite tracks, top three, and I just love these street courses. And you think that the track was gonna be really slippery and stuff, and it was slippery, but it had a little bit more grip than I expected.
Thanks very much, Gabriel. The only real drama that I saw on television from you was that smoking tire pass where you made up about three places going into turn one on the start. You jumped right up there into the lead group, and you seemed to hang right there up with the front runners all day long. Please tell me about your race.
Yeah, well, first of all, I do have to thank my sponsors, Claro and Marca Colombia. If it's not because of my country, I can't be here racing this year, so big thanks to them. And the race was tough. Yesterday we had a good car towards the middle and late stages of the race. And today we wanted to have a little bit of a better car in the beginning, and we tried doing some setup changes for that, and that helped us a little bit to attack on the first lap. And then it was just hanging on, trying to put consistent lap times and trying to catch the guy in front and keep the guy behind you behind. So that's what I did all race, and the rain started coming down, and it seemed like at the beginning when it started sprinkling we didn't have the great pace, and then when it started coming a little bit harder we started to pull away a little bit from fourth. And once we switched to reins, you try to attack and you try to hold on and stay on track. So I'm happy with the second place. It's one step closer to where we really want to be. And, you know, we've been really consistent. We've been on the podium every weekend. That's not been a noble. So, you know, we just got to keep putting our head down and go for the win.
Thank you very much, Gabby. So, Alex, what have you been doing for the last 2 years besides getting speeding tickets?
Working. That's about it.
Okay. Tell us the short form of how you got the call, how you got the ride, and how your race went.
I mean, the short of it was, I know Paul and I had always wanted to try and get me in the car for this race. And it was something that we had worked on. We had tried to maybe possibly put me in the car for Toronto. It didn't quite work out. And he definitely knew that I wanted to try and come back to this race as much as we possibly could. And thankfully, you know, between he and I and JW Roberts, we were able to put a deal together for a weekend.
Excellent. And what about your race? How did your race go? And how did you handle the? I mean, it would have been hard enough to just run that high in this talented field if the race went dry all the way. But you had to go in and change tires and completely change your driving style and all the rest of that. How did that work out?
It was actually a very good race and overall a very good weekend. And I have to throw a big thanks to everybody at Team GDT. I put myself as well as the rest of the team in a hole after the first session and I made six laps and put it in the wall. That wasn't exactly the best way to start off the weekend. But thanks to those guys, we definitely were able to keep working hard and bring ourselves back on pace to the front. As well as all the fans here at Corvia, I've been dubbed the Acadian this year. And it's nice to feel that I have, it's almost like a hometown feeling. And I feel like I have the faith of the crowd behind me, willing me on to go faster. And it's neat for me because a lot of my heritage comes from here, so it's definitely special for me every time I come here. I learn a little bit more about myself as well as the native people here.
Anything you would like to say to us in your native language?
Unfortunately, my native language is actually English.
Well, your second native language.
My second native language is supposed to be Cajun French, but not only do I not know it very well, I would butcher it and probably offend a few people because I'd probably pronounce words very terribly wrong.
There you go. We'll let you off this time. Are there any questions?
Well, thank you. First of all, I would like to ask, during practice time, is there any way that you you could describe the amount of time that you prepare when you for events like this that end up in the rain? Is there a particular percentage, or are you supposed to go on track and if it rains you go or you don't go? Is there some way that you push in a way or another? I'm not sure if this is clear. It's probably not, but
there's nothing in particular that you can really do to prepare yourself for rain until it happens. Just everybody kind of that's run in rain previously kind of learns a little bit each time they do it, and they take all of that collective knowledge and just try and apply it and explore anytime the rain comes out. You know, the guys in front of me as well as myself, whenever it went under yellow for the rain and the red condition, you know, even though we don't have rain tires on yet, we're trying to figure out where the grippiest patches of pavement are in the slick conditions. And it's just small little things like that where you can learn where the grip is at is going to help you succeed.
Great, thank you, Alex. Maybe I have another question for you, if you don't mind. Did you ever come across a policeman that let you go because he recognized you?
No, unfortunately, I don't speed in Torrevieja because I don't ever drive here. But no, it's usually, son, slow down, you're very nice to me, go home.
Great. Well, you do know that we're next to a police station, so that'd be a great way to do it.
Don't tell me that.
Don't speed in Torrevieja. Yeah, that's what you said. So. Okay, thank you.
Let's break it up to one-on-ones. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Thank you, members of the meeting.